Hi, and happy Easter. This is Ben, and welcome to our final daily episode commemorating the Savior's atonement and glorious resurrection. This is day 8. Now you might be thinking, there are only 7 days in a week, so how would we have 8 days in a study of the last week of the Savior's mortal life? But there's significance in numbers. The number 7 often represented completeness or being whole, while the number 8 represents starting over or a new beginning. There were 8 people on board Noah's Ark when the Lord cleansed the earth and began a new creation. Nephi and his family traveled in the wilderness 8 years as they journeyed to the shores to start their own new beginning in a promised land. The Jaredites took 8 barges across the great waters to begin again in their own promised land. We are at least 8 years old when we are offered a fresh start at life through the waters of baptism. So, if the number 7 is complete, and the number 8 is a new beginning, then the number 8 could also be called the number 1. Jesus Christ was resurrected on the morning of the first day, and through resurrection, we will all be given immortality, and if we are faithful to our testimonies of Christ, we can also receive eternal glory and everlasting life. Today's special Easter message includes words of testimony from each member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles and the First Presidency of Jesus Christ's Church on Earth today, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. These ordained apostles know the Lord and serve as special witnesses of the resurrection of Christ to all the world. As you listen to and ponder these sacred messages, my hope and prayer is that your heart can be touched, and you can be filled with the influence of the Spirit of God, and more powerfully rejoice in the glorious morning of Christ's resurrection, and in a lasting hope in Christ.
In Gethsemane and on Calvary, Jesus took upon himself all of the anguish and suffering ever experienced by you and me, and he has overcome it all. With arms outstretched, the Savior offers the gift of healing to you. With courage, patience, and faithful focus on him, before too long, you can come to fully accept this gift. You can let go of your pain and leave it at his feet. You can heal, and you can trust that with the power and grace of Jesus Christ, you will overcome and conquer. Jesus specializes in the seemingly impossible. He came here to make the impossible possible, the irredeemable redeemable, to heal the unhealable, to right the unrightable, and to promise the unpromisable. And he's really good at it. In fact, he's perfect at it.
On this Easter day, I solemnly testify that Jesus Christ is risen. He lives, and he directs this church on earth through his prophets, seers, and revelators. I testify that he is the Savior and the Redeemer of the world, and that through him we can be saved and exalted in the presence of our dear God. I love him. I adore him. I want to follow him and do his will and become more like him.
This is Easter Sunday. I reverently witness and solemnly testify of the living Christ, he who died, was buried, and rose again the third day, and ascended into heaven. He is Alpha and Omega, with us in the beginning. He is with us to the end.
I testify that the Savior lives. He understands unfairness. The marks in the palms of his hands continually remind him of you and your circumstances. He ministers to you in all your distress. For those who come to him, a crown of beauty will replace the ashes of mourning. Joy and gladness will replace grief and sorrow. Appreciation and celebration will replace discouragement and despair. Your faith in Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ will be rewarded more than you can imagine.
On this holy Easter weekend, I find abiding peace in knowing that the Lord is my shepherd, and that each of us is known by Him and under His watch care. When we confront life's wind and rain, storms, sickness and injuries, the Lord, our shepherd, our caregiver, will nourish us with love and kindness. He will heal our hearts and restore our souls. Of this I testify, and of Jesus Christ as our Savior and Redeemer.
I bear my solemn witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. He lives. I know He lives and stands at the head of this church. These things I know for myself, independent of any other voice or witness.
I witness that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. He suffered and died for our sins and rose the third day. He is resurrected. In a future day, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that He is the Christ. On that day, our concern will not be, do others consider me Christian? At that time, our eyes will be fixed on Him, and our souls will be riveted on the question, what thinks Christ of me? He lives.
Did the Lord in reality die and rise again? Yes. Some believe in the literal resurrection of Christ, and many doubt or disbelieve, but some know. In due course, all will see and all will know. Indeed, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess before Him. Under the glance of His all-seeing eye, I stand myself as a witness that Jesus of Nazareth is the resurrected Redeemer. And I testify of all that follows from the fact of His resurrection.
On this Easter weekend, as one of the Savior's apostles, I bear solemn witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I know He lives. I know His voice. I testify of His divinity and the reality of the atonement in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
As one of the weakest of the weak, I testify that God lives. I testify and witness that Jesus is the Christ. He is our Redeemer and our Savior, and He lives.
This is what we celebrate on Easter Sunday. We celebrate life. Because of Jesus Christ, we will rise from the despair of death and embrace those we love, shedding tears of overwhelming joy and overflowing gratitude. Because of Jesus Christ, we will exist as eternal beings, worlds without end. Because of Jesus Christ, our sins can not only be erased, they can be forgotten. We can become purified and exalted, holy. Because of our beloved Savior, we can forever drink from the fountain of water that springs up into eternal life. We can dwell forever in the mansions of our eternal King, in unimaginable glory and in perfect happiness. His refining light saturates our souls. His grace uplifts us. Our burdens are lightened, our peace deepened. As you accept His sacrifice, become His disciple, and finally reach the end of your earthly journey, what will become of the sorrows you have endured in this life? They will be gone. The disappointments, betrayals, persecutions you have faced, gone. The suffering, heartache, guilt, shame and anguish you have passed through, gone, forgotten. Is it any wonder that we talk of Christ, we rejoice in Christ, we preach of Christ, we prophesy of Christ, that our children may know to what source they may look for remission of their sins. Is it any wonder that we strive with all our hearts to truly behold the man? My beloved brothers and sisters, I testify that the most important day in the history of mankind was the day when Jesus Christ, the living Son of God, won the victory over death and sin for all of God's children. And the most important day in your life and mine is the day when we learn to behold the man, when we see him for who he truly is, when we partake with all our heart and mind of his atoning power, when with renewed enthusiasm and strength we commit to follow him. May that be a day that recurs over and over and over again throughout our lives.
As one of his ordained witnesses, I declare this Easter morning that Jesus of Nazareth was and is that Savior of the world, the last Adam, the author and finisher of our faith, the Alpha and Omega of eternal life. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. So today, we celebrate the gift of victory over every fall we've ever experienced, every sorrow we've ever known, every discouragement we've ever had, every fear we've ever faced, to say nothing of resurrection from death and forgiveness for our sins. That victory is available to us because of events that transpired on a weekend precisely like this more than 2 millennia ago in Jerusalem. Beginning in the spiritual anguish of the Garden of Gethsemane, moving to the crucifixion on a cross at Calvary, and concluding on a beautiful Sunday morning inside a donated tomb, a sinless, pure, and holy man, the very Son of God himself, did what no other deceased person had ever done nor ever could do. Under his own power, he rose from death, never to have his body separated from his spirit again. Of his own volition, he shed the burial linen with which he had been bound, carefully putting the burial napkin that had been placed over his face in a place by itself, the scripture says. That first Easter sequence of atonement and resurrection constitutes the most consequential moment, the most generous gift, the most excruciating pain, and the most majestic manifestation of pure love ever to be demonstrated in the history of this world. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, suffered, died, and rose from death in order that he could, like lightning in a summer storm, grasp us as we fell, held us with his might, and through our obedience to his commandments, lift us to eternal life.
I am a witness of the resurrection of the Lord as surely as if I had been there in the evening with the two disciples in the house on Emmaus Road. I know that he lives as surely as did Joseph Smith when he saw the Father and the Son. in the light of a brilliant morning in a grove of trees in Palmyra.
We solemnly testify that his life, which is central to all human history, neither began in Bethlehem nor concluded on Calvary. We bear witness as his duly ordained apostles that Jesus Christ is the living Christ, the immortal Son of God. He is the great King Emmanuel, who stands today on the right hand of his Father. He is the light, the life, and the hope of the world. His way is the path that leads to happiness in this life and eternal life in the world to come. I testify of that reality and of the reality of his resurrection and ours.
We are part of his divine purpose. My work and my glory, he said, is to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. In order to achieve those objectives, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That act was a supernal manifestation of God's love. For he sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world, through him, might be saved. Central to God's eternal plan is the mission of his Son, Jesus Christ. He came to redeem God's children. Because of the Lord's atonement, resurrection or immortality became a reality. Because of the atonement, eternal life became a possibility for all who would qualify. Jesus so explained, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. For the atonement of the Lord and his gift of resurrection, for this sublime message of Easter, thanks be to God. Our Savior and Redeemer Jesus Christ will perform some of his mightiest works between now and when he comes again. We will see miraculous indications that God the Father and his Son Jesus Christ preside over this church in majesty and glory. But in coming days, it will not be possible to survive spiritually without the guiding, directing, comforting, and constant influence of the Holy Ghost. My beloved brothers and sisters, I plead with you to increase your spiritual capacity to receive revelation. Let this Easter Sunday be a defining moment in your life. Choose to do the spiritual work required to enjoy the gift of the Holy Ghost and hear the voice of the Spirit more frequently and more clearly. With Moroni, I exhort you on this Easter Sabbath to come unto Christ and lay hold upon every good gift, beginning with the gift of the Holy Ghost, which gift can and will change your life. We are followers of Jesus Christ. The most important truth the Holy Ghost will ever witness to you is that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He lives. He is our advocate with the Father, our exemplar, and our Redeemer. On this Easter Sunday, we commemorate his atoning sacrifice, his literal resurrection, and his divinity.
May Heavenly Father bless you this Easter Sunday. I hope you have enjoyed these daily Easter highlights, commemorating the final events and teachings of the Savior's mortal life, leading up to the fulfilling of his atonement in Gethsemane and on the cross at Calvary, and ultimately his glorious resurrection and the empty tomb. Because of Jesus Christ and his resurrection, we have hope. We have hope in Christ.